每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月15日，偏见与否。岂不知你们是上帝的殿，上帝的灵住在你们里头吗？哥林多前书3:16。偏见这个词常常和一个人的种族相关联。从这个意义上来说，偏见是错误的。我们不能根据一个人的肤色来判断他的价值。上帝不会偏爱哪一个种族的人。但是在偏见这个词的词根里还有可取之处。有时对一些事情有预判还是必要的。我们不可以预判一个人的外表、社会地位和教育程度，但是我们可以而且应该对一些所谓的娱乐广告有所预判，并且知道不去接触。例如对毒品，我们就该警惕。毒品是我们社会中一个很糟糕的问题。我们看到了毒品的危害，所以要禁止。我们明白身体是上帝的殿，我们不可以弄脏自己，吸毒就是毁坏上帝的殿。所以我们既要避免偏见，不要歧视一个人的种族或民族，也要正确的预先判断，因为有些事情有些人不符合上帝的教训，我们也要远离，以免陷入困境。让我们一起祷告。天父，求你给我们智慧，让我们走在你的正道上，不要误入歧途。奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 15th, Prejudice. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16.Prejudice is a word that so often is used in connection with the race of a person. In this sense, prejudice is always wrong because it judges a person's value by the color of his skin, and God has no favorites. But there is another sense in which the root of the word prejudice is a good thing. To prejudge something is sometimes necessary. While it is not good to prejudge a person by appearance, social status, or the lack of education,We can and should prejudge some entertainment establishments by what they advertise on the outside and know not to go in. We can prejudge drugs, which have become such a terrible problem in our culture. By seeing what drugs have done to others, we can avoid them. Besides, we know that the body is God's temple, and we ought not to cause it to become dirty by doing things to it like taking drugs,which can cause harm to it. So, let us avoid prejudice when it comes to a person's race or ethnic background or circumstances over which he or she has no control. But let us correctly prejudge those persons and places God has warned us about avoiding in His Word. so that we do not get into trouble. Let us pray. Father, give us wisdom, keep us on the right path and away from things that will lead us astray. In Jesus' name, Amen.